we believe that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh, and in order for Jesus Christ to be God, he would have had to have always existed. If he were a created being, if he came into existence at some point, then he's not God, because we know that obviously God has always existed and always will exist. Listen to what the Bible says of Jesus Christ in Micah 5:2. "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." And that's a pretty interesting phrase at the end of that verse about Jesus, from everlasting. Everlasting is something that goes on forever. From everlasting is something that comes from the infinite past, something that had no beginning. It's from everlasting. Listen to what the NIV does with Micah 5:2. "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." So now Jesus is described as having origins. Well, what does origin mean? Origin is when something starts. Origin is a beginning point. Jesus Christ had no beginning. But not only that, now his origin is put in ancient times, meaning a long time ago. Well, that's a big difference from his goings forth or of old, from everlasting. It's pretty different to say from everlasting and to say, well, ancient times. Well, his origins. Jesus Christ had no origin because he's God, but if you're reading an NIV, the eternal preexistence of Christ is attacked, and thereby the deity of Christ is attacked.